Sometimes coyote is perro. Sometimes perro is coyote. Sometimes they're one and the same person. This one's about perros, wonderful kettle. One day, perro was cooking at his camp. He had a kettle of meat and corn, which he had just taken out of the ashes and coals. The food had been buried all day, cooking all day long, and he put the meat and corn on top of the ashes and coals. Just then, a troop of Santarutich soldiers came along. They saw Perro busy at his cooking, and they saw the kettle, and they smelled the good food. The kettle was really boiling away. They could see that, but they could see no fire. Kwanzi Perro, the soldiers said in greeting. Dawa eh, Perro said. He kept on being busy. You are busy with your cooking, the soldiers asked. Ha, Perro answered, yes. The soldiers were very curious about the boiling kettle of stew. They marveled at how it was boiling, and there was no fire that they could see. Your stew is boiling beautifully, the soldiers said. Ha, it is boiling, Perro agreed matter-of-factly. Finally, curiosity getting the best of them, the soldiers asked, how is it that the stew is boiling when there is no fire under your kettle? And Perro, noting their overly anxious curiosity, said, oh, it's just that that's the kind of kettle it is. It boils like that by itself. That must be a wonderful kettle, the soldiers marveled. Oh, yes, it is. It's quite useful, he said. And the soldiers talked among themselves, and without wanting to be too eager, they said to Perro, compadre, do you think you can give us that wonderful kettle? And Perro kept on being busy, and then he turned to them and he said, I don't think there is any way I can give it to you. The kettle was really boiling away. The smell of the meat and corn was delicious. Indeed, it was a marvelous kettle. They had to have it, and the soldier said, well, let us buy it from you. And Perro said, I don't think I can sell it to you. It's a favorite of mine. But then he saw that the soldiers were ready to bargain their treasures for the kettle, and he pretended to be less reluctant to part with his kettle. And they bargained, the soldiers making an offer and Perro holding back, the soldiers raising their price and Perro seeming to be holding back less and less, until the soldiers said, we'll give you your weight in gold for the kettle. And Perro, pretending a sorrowful reluctance, said, you have made me a generous offer for my beloved, wonderful kettle, but I think it is a fair price. You can have it. And the soldiers brought Perro his weight in gold, and they took the plain kettle, and they rode off.